This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with Let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If we don't get to sing with Scott Stapp in July, I will be so mad.
Detrimental.
We do.
We're on to a new early, their mid-90s band, if that's the case.
Yeah, yeah. Nickelback. 5:30 Nickelback.
Would love that.
5:30 Three Doors Down.
I think Nickelback would annoy people more than Creed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they haven't had a revival yet like Creed is having.
We'll bring them back, though.
Yeah, yeah, I could bring back Nickelback. I don't know. Let's do it. Let's bring back Nickelback. Big news tonight on the Sixers. Paul George is out with a groin injury. It's been nagging him. It's probably going to nag him the rest of the year. That
Where'd
would
that
be my
come
guess.
From?
With the groin injury?
I thought it was a pinky.
They started mentioning the groin 4 days ago. This is like when you know you're going to call out of work, you start setting it up 3 days early, start getting the sniffles a little bit, fake sniffles, like Jack does.
Well, yeah. No, I set up paternity leaves. That's what I do.
And Tyrese Maxey out as well. The Sixers, I believe, 15.5 point underdogs at Boston tonight. So I'm sure that'll go great.
Feels like a cover.
Oh, yes.
Also, I know this is going to keep you guys both up at night, but Stephen Avery signed with ESPN. Five years, $100 million.
Oh, so he threw out the big number knowing he probably wouldn't get it, but he got the 20.
Yeah.
What was the number he was talking about?
28.
$20 million, God bless him. He's going to give up all of that to become president of the United States of America.
Just one debate.
I would love a debate.
Stephen
would
a
love
a
him
debate.
In a debate. He's not going to, there's no way he's going to, people are saying he's not going to run for president. He's bored. He doesn't know what else to do. He's doing podcasts, TV shows. He's got all the money in the world. He's just like, at least, he's like, I'll run for president. People take him seriously. So he talks about it. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in. How would you grade this Eagles offseason so far? 51.3% saying A, 40.1% saying B, 5.9% saying C. People are crazy. On Tell the Truth Thursday, this is what we're doing?
Yes, telling the truth, Spike.
This is what we're doing on Tell the Truth Thursday. Josh in West Oak Lane, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, Ike and Spike? How you guys doing?
What's up, Josh?
What's up, Josh?
I want to talk about Milton Williams, right?
Yep.
He 100% will be back with the Eagles because that's how
he's
pride pick. Because if you remember how we got into it with the scout over Milton Williams. How we selected Milton Williams and Tom Donahoe, he didn't want Milton Williams.
Right.
So there's no way Howie.
Oh, was that the pick that they argued about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, an all-timer.
Wow.
So if Jalen Carter is getting the double teams, you need a tackle because Jordan Davis is not a three-down tackle. So you need someone that can win his one-on-one matchup to the quarterback. Well, and I think it's just a pride thing. Howie's not going to let – no, that's his I-told-you-so pick.
If Milton Williams –
here's the problem with that. Here's the problem with that. And listen, if he does, it's great for Howie to get it done. But Milton Williams, by some projections out there, is the top free agent to be. For some people, when you look at his age, you look at the position he plays, I'm certainly sure he's looking for a starting role because he wants starter money, right? The problem with what the Eagles have is they have a number 14 overall pick playing next to Jalen Carter that I'm not so sure that if you pay Milton Williams, you may as well just make Milton Williams a starter next to Jalen Carter and let him play every down.
Absolutely. And I think he could do it.
Well,
I don't think we're going to.
That's going to know the money that it's going to cost you to get it done.
Yeah, the lowest I've seen Milton Williams in a ranking of free agents. Ike mentioned we saw a one. The lowest I've seen is six, and I just don't know.
And where does that rank amongst D tackles?
He's number one.
He's probably the number one
yeah.
D tackle.
Like I just, Josh, I'd love to have him back. I can't figure out how they could afford to do it. And to be honest, I'd rather have Sweat because I feel like if you. Whoever you're putting a tackle next to Jalen Carter is going to have some success.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine paying two tackles that way. They never have. You know, Jack mentioned Benny Logan a while ago. He was a guy who played next to Fletcher.
He was their third-round draft pick.
They've always put, when they've had that, they've always put somebody they don't have to pay in that spot, which is, it'd be great if they have him back. He seems like a really good player, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I think they did it with Fletcher Cox and Hargrave. But moving on, I want to talk about the Eagles offseason. I think, so every time the Eagles made the Super Bowl, we had a veteran, proven offensive coordinator. So hiring from in-house, every time we did that, the next season, the offense, the whole team just went in the tank. With Shane Steichen there, we were good. And then with Frank Wright, and then we tried to get Press Taylor and Brian Johnson. I just think Howie made a big mistake there.
We'll see if it's a mistake. I think it's a mistake not exploring every option they could. That's my problem is they didn't open it up. They didn't talk to anyone. And you're really lowering the chances that you can be right when you're only betting on one guy. But we'll see. Josh, what's the one TV show you'd want to bring back?
The Wayans Brothers.
There you go.
Good TV show.
The Wayans Brothers. Yeah.
Didn't love Wayans Brothers.
Underrated show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underrated show. I'm not a big fan of Sean. I love Marlon because Marlon's the funny one. He's the young one.
Keenan.
Keenan and my older brothers. Yeah. Keenan and
now,
Damon.
He wasn't in Wayans Brothers,
no,
the show.
No, it was the young brothers.
Right,
the young ones. And they were in there with John Witherspoon.
Okay.
Who really made the show Pops, if you remember Friday.
Right, yeah, of course.
Craig's dad. So, yeah, that's an underrated show. It wasn't one of my favorites, but it certainly was a funny one that I would tune in to. I was a little older for that show, but I still liked the comedy.
Was that the only spinoff of In Living Color? Was it, like, I'm trying to think, you know, of course, Jim Carrey.
Well, Jamie had the Jamie Foxx show.
Oh, right. And yeah. Jim Carrey didn't have another show, but had a massive career.
Movie, yeah. He turned into a big time actor. J-Lo.
Oh, she was a dancer in that show.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, man, she's a fly girl.
You're right. Navy Fred, you're on WIP. What's up, Navy Fred?
Hey, boys. Welcome back from Florida. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
What's up,
thanks, Navy Fred.
Hey, so to answer your question on Howie, I got to give him an A. And the reason why is because I think this offseason, you've seen the full maturation process complete from when he was an understudy under Joe Banner to where he is now. Re-signing Saquon, I get it. I know it's a lot of money. I know he had 2 years on his contract. But by taking care of your star players on the team, and we have a lot of guys under contract, it sends a message not only to the team, but to the division, and most importantly to the whole league, that this is the gold standard for the organization that you want to come play for. And I think it sets the right tone moving forward over the next 3 to 4 years.
How'd it work out when they did it with Alshon?
It didn't. You're right about that one.
And they had three years of, a lack of talent on the team after that happened. And I hope this works out. Both guys, I want to say, are awesome. Not only awesome players, seem to be awesome influences in the locker room, stand-up guys, hard workers, all mm-hmm. that stuff. It's just like, I don't know if we were doing it as a thank you. Saquon specifically, Zach Bond, they're paying for his future production. They're not paying for Saquon's future production. They just can't be. Now he could be good still, mm-hmm. but this sort of contract you don't give to a guy in his position expecting that he'll live up to it. You're doing
it a little bit of a reward.
It's a reward, yep. Yeah. As long as it doesn't prevent them from spending money on other players, but it's hard to know. It's hard to know if it will. You know, I agree with everything you said on the message it sends and all that stuff, but the calculus of whether that, I think they should be aiming to win another Super Bowl. Like going all out to win another Super Bowl. And if this, we'll see how the rest of free agency goes, right? Maybe Josh is right. Maybe they pay Milton Williams. Maybe they get a young D end in here. They also have to fill the cornerback slot, most likely,
yep.
Unless you think Isaiah Rodgers is the guy.
Think that's good enough?
Yeah.
Isaiah and Keeley?
It's certainly not as good as Darius Slay was. You know,
right.
You're taking a step back in that situation because by the way, you had both of those guys last year, and Darius Slay
was better.
Yeah. So I hear what you're saying, Navy Fred. I just hope it works. Give us a TV show that you wish could come back.
All right. So I'm an '80s baby like you, Spike. Two quick ones: one Family, one Action. Action, A Team, Family, Alf.
Alf. Incredible on both.
Alien life form.
Yeah. Alf was great. A-Team was great. Jackie, I'm sure you haven't seen
A-Team.
Either.
Oh, you said A-Team?
A-Team for action. Listen. And Alf for comedy.
A-Team was Sunday night, man.
Yes.
Wasn't that Sunday night? That was Sunday night.
It was Sunday night.
Yeah.
Mr. T?
Yes.
Never a doubt.
Yeah, there you go.
A-Team, Mr. T, B.A. Baracus.
Yes.
Hold on, Hannibal.
Yep.
Murdoch.
Yep.
I'm missing
those
one.
Those are the only three I remember.
B.A. is Mr. T.
Yep.
Hannibal.
Yep.
George Peppard.
Yep.
Oh, Face.
Yeah, you're right.
Face,
yeah.
Yes.
So
smooth.
What channel was that on?
I think it's NBC.
Yeah. Were you guys in the era of only three channels?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Dude, we were in the era of you only had to dial seven numbers to call somebody.
Wow. Right.
Yes.
Now, what about black and white TVs?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I always had color. There
sure
were black and whites. Well,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, well,
classic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I also had the baseball glove, the one on the correct hand.
Yeah, you
had
to fit the right glove. Yeah. You had all those things.
Different upgrades.
Hung out with Pete Rose. Yeah, he was in the dugout of the Phillies.
Yes. Nebo baby. I get it.
I had a color TV. Sure you did.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Probably had cable in your room, too.
Yes, but I'm just saying the color TVs were widespread in my childhood.
The hard knock life, yeah.
So, yeah. Funny A-Team story. When I was, maybe it was the first couple years I was program director, I was sitting in our promotions meeting, you know, all the leadership, Ben Hill there as well. And Ben was saying that we could get the station van painted, wrapped however we wanted. And I said, let's make it look like the A-Team van. And just put the WIP logo on.
That was the coolest man.
And everybody looked at me like I was crazy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And I said, well, hold on, guys. You know what the A-Team van looks like, right? They all said, yeah. A couple of young people didn't know, but most people knew. And I said, well, if the A-Team van is driving around Philadelphia, I promise you people are going to take a picture of it and say, I just saw the A-Team van, and it has the WIP logo on it. No one thought it was a good idea. I've never been so mad in a meeting. I said, you are all wrong. This is a great idea. I can't believe we don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now
we never
the old
did
logo,
it.
Though. Like, I think with the new logo, it would look even better.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. See, that's a good idea, and so was Lunch Pail Man, which no one seemed to be on board with.
Captain Lunch Pail Man. Come to Captain Lunch Pail Man. Ooh, so man. I had a lot of ideas back in the day. Captain Lunch Pail Man was, I said, we should have a mascot superhero named Captain Lunch Pail Man. Because we're all like, you know, Philly, blue collar, lunch pail.
Sure, bring a lunch pail to work.
And he would, we would get a big costume and he would look like a superhero, but on his chest would be a lunch pail.
Oh, a lunch pail.
A lunch pail with the WIP logo. Okay. And we would send him out to events where people could take their picture with Captain Lunch Pail Man.
Little do they know, we're more like DoorDash Man.
What's that?
On this show.
Yes. We're not lunch pail guys here. No.
Yeah, we're not bringing lunch pails to work.
Well, I almost do.
Yeah.
I bring a lunch pail. It's not a pail. It's a,
bag. Mine is usually a brown bag. Leftovers.
Yeah. So, we never got the A-Team van. We never got Captain Lunch Pail Man. So.
Well.
I got shut down on some ideas. The van idea was a great idea. Captain Lunch Pail Man, just me and Battle thought was funny, but I still think people would have liked it. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
Ike, Frank, and Jackie Fritz. How's everything going?
What's up, Bruce?
What's up, Brucey?
All right. Hey, look, so this Eagles thing, I give them a B+. As you all know, when that story broke about them hiring in-house on the OC, that one really bothered me. So Jack and I, I'm definitely still leery about that. Although I feel better that they have hired the quarterbacks coach. So to me, it's just still a big question mark. But everything else, I'm on board with. I'm really happy that they got Bond back. That was my biggest thing, was them getting Vaughn back, and now they can move up to A+ if they can figure out to retain Becton and Isaiah Rogers. I think that those are two other keys that they definitely need to retain, and I think they'll figure out a way to go about doing that. And I think they're in a good place on a free agent D. We got some options, so we'll see how that turns out.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you have Isaiah Rogers ranked that high. Really? He impressed you that much?
Well, he's the fastest. Here's the thing. He's faster than Keeley. And he's got some good ball skills. So, I mean, I think that he can step in and replace Slay. I think the more playing time that he gets on the field, he's going to come around and he's going to work out for us.
I hope
so. I think he's going to be okay for sure. You know, he'll step in for Slay and he'll be fine.
Bruce, give us a TV show you wish you could bring back.
Okay, so in honor of your sponsor, Blue Chew.
Yes.
Got to go with Real Sex, man. Got to go with Real Sex.
It's called A Big Dose of D.
That's a good show.
Real Sex.
Real Sex is a good show. I can't remember if it was Cinemax or HBO. I think it was HBO.
Yeah, it was HBO. Uncle, you asked earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, Real Sex was HBO.
HBO, yeah. Uncle Jamie, you're on WIP.
You know, when my nephew left WIP, you know, Jack was completely nonchalant and non-emotional on his final show. So, you know, Spike,
been
you're saying
about.
You were looking for some love. You know, listen, Jack, you are who you are, brother.
Yep.
Don't change.
Well,
don't
not only
change.
Was he not emotional, Uncle Jamie, he berated me on the air for being...
And at the restaurant.
So
that's difficult. That's hard love right there, Spike. That's hard love right there.
Yeah, it's like
it's tough to know Jack.
Yeah, it would have been like on John's last show if Jack went, "That's not gonna work," and then said, "Appreciate you," you know. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's up, Uncle Jamie?
So comment. So first of all, for Spike. Mm-hmm. In regards to his nephew, he left for six figures from West Virginia, which is in the Big 12, to Missouri, which is in the SEC now.
So
he'll be playing big time football down south.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I didn't want to put it out there. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just know. I just know. Yeah.
Well, it's easy to find the stuff online. Nowadays. Not hard to find it.
That's true.
On the note regarding, you know, Eagles or Phillies for the next world, you know, for the next, I mean, quite honestly, you know how you just get, I mean, you guys were just in Clearwater. You know how when you get a feel, just a feel for as the season's going to go, you get a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
This team is 85 wins. This still 85.
That's the worst kind of season, Uncle Jamie.
Win
and not bad enough
I'm
to
saying.
Sell the deadline.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're going to keep you. They're going to be knocking around 500, and then a little bit better, and then at the deadline, buy or sell.
Ugh.
And then at the end, it's going to be a struggle to the end to get the final wild card.
I already told you both. The big deadline acquisition, I can hear it now, is Andrew Painter.
That's exactly right. And if you heard Dombrowski today, he is banking on that. He's got a lot of great young – he's got people coming, he said. They're coming.
Well,
so
maybe they'll be right, though.
That's where he's putting it.
You know, maybe they'll –
that's where he's putting it.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Jamie. Good to hear from your brother. Maybe he's right. Like, maybe they're right. Maybe they're right not to double down on this, and maybe they're right on the young guys, and maybe they don't have 5 years in between, you know, playoffs when this core ends. Maybe they're right.
I think they are – listen, adding to the pitching – gives you a chance, right?
Because
if you can keep the runs down, it's going to give you a chance, let your bats get hot. But I do believe there's somewhat of a, we've committed as much as we're going to commit to this core.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go get it done.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or it's going to be time to move on.
Yeah, start shopping.
I think I heard the morning show talk to them. Was it Dave? They asked out there, was it Topper? The morning show said something about the core or the window. They asked both of them. Yeah.
And because the way that DeCameron set it up with Dombrowski was about, is Middleton putting the.
Right.
Rudy,
that's the
Carpenter,
one I heard. Yeah.
Like 1980 thing
on
you.
Yeah, that's the one I heard right there. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, again, I think it's a team that most people enjoy rooting for. I don't get the feeling that most fans believe.
I don't think this is that type of team. I don't think fans believe.
Yeah. Do you think that's more the team or the Dodgers? That's what I can't figure out. Like, if there was
I think it's the team.
I think it's the team. I don't think people pay enough attention to think about the Dodgers.
Yeah, but they hear over and over again like how unstoppable the Dodgers are going to be, and they just won the World Series and got better. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think the second half of the last year, and then the going out with a whimper against the Mets.
Yep.
It took a lot out of us, man.
It's hard to look at the same thing over and over again. That was one thing that kept Sixers fans like delusional is that every year the team would change.
It was changing, yeah.
So you'd be like, oh, maybe this will be the version.
Right.
And you ran Harden out of town.
Yes, I did run Harden out of town. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You're welcome. The Eagles.
No one better.
Oh, for just giving us something.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah.
Get off Twitter, but also please stay on Twitter.
Yeah, tweet more. What's next?
Don't delete the tweets.
Yeah, tweet more. Or keep them up long enough for us to screenshot them. What's next?
If American Gladiators came back and Spike starred in it, his American Gladiator name would be Starburst. Alex in Lancaster.
All right, enough.
Starburst.
I don't know why you're getting so much heat.
I don't
over that
either.
Question.
I thought it was a good question.
It was a fun question.
It was the last question.
Yes, it was done.
And by the way, love Starburst.
Trey Turner likes candy. And by the way, Trey Turner wanted to leave 7 minutes prior.
Sure.
So I just wanted to leave him with a happy taste in his
mouth. Also, a lot of comments online about how you actually look bigger than Trey. So maybe the 250 push-ups are working.
Trey is a little guy.
He's
sitting next to him, most times I'm sitting next to professional athletes, I feel tiny. Next to Trey, I didn't feel tiny.
We should have got a photo.
We should have.
It would have gone better than the Mylotta one.
Yes, we should have gotten any photos. What's next?
I didn't think I could be made sadder than when Spike described his high school years as being up late watching TV because he didn't have friends. But then he said how happy he was to get a vegan flatbread, and I was the saddest I've ever been. Mark in Modco.
I want to be clear. I had friends in high school. I just didn't do anything. I didn't go out. I didn't have a lot of friends, but I had enough friends.
Yeah.
How many friends do you need, really?
Yeah, not many.
Not many.
Well, yeah. I tell you, the more friends I had,
the
more trouble I got into.
What's next?
Ken and Cinnaminson gets a chuckle whenever firing Sirianni is brought up. And by whenever it's brought up, he means every time he brings it up. Tim in Newark.
He has created quite the narrative.
Yes.
Ken and Cinnaminson.
Yeah. Ken is, I believe, one of our most interesting callers.
Yeah.
Even though he always disagrees with me.
I've never heard someone have such a high opinion of themselves.
Yes. Ken, yes. Absolutely. What's next?
It must have been really tough for Joe DiCamera to question Dave Dombrowski with James Seltzer constantly rolling on the floor laughing at every Dombrowski joke. Frank in Ardmore.
Aw.
I love James. Even I noticed it today.
It was a little much.
Yeah, I noticed it today.
Come on, man. It's in Clearwater.
It's not that funny.
Well, listen, I know, but I'm
it's
saying
a big moment for
that, was almost a knee slapper laugh that he was letting go of.
Listening up the guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
What's next?
The biggest surprise of the morning show interview with Dombrowski was Joe DiCamera not asking for season tickets.
Ah.
Jeff in Marlton.
Or season tickets for his sister.
Yeah, right.
Always the sister.
Yep. So what's coming up on Fritz at 6?
Hunter Brody.
Oh. Wait a minute. There's no Fritz at 6 again?
I got to go see the boys.
You said Monday and you're looking at the boys. You said Monday and Friday you're not doing it. Today's Thursday.
Yeah, well, it was a long day.
He's out.
Big travel day.
Guys, unbelievable.
Tired.
So, Bros is next.
You got to go see your wife.
Yeah.
I know, but I got to see the boys.
What thirsty thing is Broads doing?
I know.
Next?
He's a disgusting tweet from Broads this morning. Yeah. Like, locked up Bond, locked up Saquon. How is the greatest?
Bryce is great, Jalen's great, and everybody's so great.
This is the best time of my life, man.
How the Sixers, Spike?
Idiot.
Wow.
Yeah!
All right,
Broads is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be at Chickies tomorrow. Hope to see you there.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.